Hello, everyone. This is Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca. Our twice daily fired up show is available on 108 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app. Welcome to another edition of Miller Time featuring Ernest the Cat Miller. Ernest, tell everybody where we're doing the show from.
Well, I'm in my luxury office at home.
Luxury office at home. Wow, okay. All right. I could see you got enough toilet paper there or what? Anyways.
I'm all right. I got a king-size toilet, so I'm all right. Feel like I'm sitting in the king's chair.
King's chair. All right. So I got a couple questions from you from fans here.
Wait a minute.
Are you trying to imitate Goldberg?
Man, come on. Let's go, man. Let's ask the question.
All right. Here, I got a couple few questions from fans here. From Stone Rockfi wants to know, in karate, when you're undefeated, how many times do you have to go undefeated to get a different type of belt? So I'm not sure.
A different type of what? I don't understand what you and this guy are talking about.
He says he's undefeated in his karate class, and he goes, how many times do you have to win consecutive to upgrade his belt?
Well, you know what? In most karate styles, you don't get upgrade because you beat someone or because you lost. You usually get a belt according to the knowledge of the curriculum that you've learned. Now, in jiu-jitsu, I have a purple belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and there, if let's say if you beat a white belt, you get the next belt. If you beat a blue belt, you get a blue belt. So I do have those in that. But in karate, I don't care how many fights you win, it don't mean you know anything. It might just be you're a good fighter.
Okay, so the next question comes from Steve Manon, and Steve wants to know, he talks about jiu-jitsu, actually. In jiu-jitsu class, what do you think the hardest discipline to learn is? Is it jiu-jitsu or is it any other type? He's been doing this for 12 years. And he said,
in jiu-jitsu, it's a little different. In jiu-jitsu, it's about being patient in an uncomfortable position, just waiting it out. You know, it's like someone gets you, if they get a chokehold locked in on you. It don't mean you got to go out. Don't mean they're going to choke you out. If you can hold out and stay relaxed long enough that their muscles give out, they'll release that hold sometimes. So it's kind of detail, but in the detail that you have to, you know, you've been there before. But if somebody out there been in an uncomfortable position and you know it's going to be over in 15 seconds, so you had to wait it out, that's what I'm talking about. You know, so someone gets in a chokehold don't mean they're going to be able to choke you right out. If you can wait anywhere from 10 to 15 seconds, that's the time that it takes for the muscles to give out on the person that kind of applying the chokehold to you.
Okay. So in that vein, when he talks about different disciplines, can you basically elaborate which one, I'm not going to say is the hardest or easiest. Typically, if you're in karate school or training to be, do you teach, because you're a teacher, what discipline do you teach and what discipline do you teach for more advanced people who want to take the course, I guess?
Well, you know what? I don't really, the teaching part is easy. First, as a teacher, you got to recognize what the student have in him. If the student have discipline enough to be focused, long enough, that's what you should base your teaching the last lessons off of, whether this person can be focused. So it's not something you're going to create, you know. It's just what you have in you. You got to take what the student have in them and let that be your platform and go from there.
Okay. So now a couple wrestling questions. Miller Time here with Ernest the Cat Miller. There's been a lot of talk about All Elite Wrestling, WWE, Impact Wrestling, and all that. If you were, let's say, 10, 15 years ago, okay, if you had your choice, between WWE, Impact, and now All Elite Wrestling. The money's the same. Where would you go? All right. Can I repeat that? All right. If 15 years ago, you're Ernest the Cat Miller, you're involved in professional wrestling. If the money's the same, Impact, WWE, and All Elite Wrestling, where would you go and why?
You know what? I would try All Elite Wrestling because it's brand new and it's at the founding roots of the business. And, right now, just something collectively people are trying to put together and get out there, hope that it compete. I like the creative part that I have in that, in the All Elite Wrestling. So I would go there, if it's all the same. Because you know what you get when you go to WWE. You know what you get when you go to the other one. But All Elite is something totally new. It's totally different. You're not losing out on any money. You know, let's go there. I'd rather go there.
All right, so I'm point blank, I'm going to ask you a question that I got 17 emails about. Has anybody in All Elite Wrestling approached you?
I told you, don't ask me no damn personal question. You understand what I'm saying, boy?
Yeah, I understand.
Good thing you're at home and you're not here with me. Because right now, I will slap you just like what's that guy named the wrestler that slapped the reporter saying it was fake?
Dr. D. David Schultz on 2020.
I wish you were here. I'll slap you just like you slapped that reporter right now. I'll make a name off of you, boy.
That's right. You need to make a name off me.
People talk to me about so many different things because I'm a talent. I'm entertaining. I'm funny. I'm a good-looking dude, you know. So I hear a lot of offers, but ain't nobody gave me nothing that make me move yet. If you're serious, show me. Show me the money.
That's right. Show me the money. All right. Now, a lot of people remember you were in a great, great movie 10 years ago. We just passed the 10-year anniversary
I was in a few movies, brother. But I was in A Legend of the View of Bruce Lee. It's just on Netflix. I was in that. I played Ernest Shaver. I was in that. I was in Blood and Bones, which was a great movie. It was a great movie. I'm in that.
Yeah. You're in. What I'm saying is, the wrestler. All these are questions from fans, Ernest. They're not my questions. They're questions for fans. Okay. So 10 years ago, just passing the 10-year anniversary of the wrestler. Now, when you look 10 years further into this, would you have changed anything in that movie?
Yeah, I would have. Because at the time, they were showing, like, the independent circuit and stuff like that. For instance, Mickey Rourke was following the independent circuit, and he was doing the autograph signing, and they were kind of dead. The business is kind of booming now. The independent circuit is kind of booming out there now. So that's the difference. That might have been a time to where it was slow. But right now, go out and do the indie shows. Man, I'm telling you, they look like a WWE show that's not on TV. The wrestling is good. You know, everybody making money in the business now.
All right. So this final question of the week comes from Giancarlo Alino. And Giancarlo wants to know, basically, he wants to get involved in wrestling. What are some words of advice that you give Giancarlo?
Don't look to be in the big time. Just do your best and have fun.
So many guys
think you got to get in the business. To get in the business, be in the business, you got to be in WWE or one of the big. No, man, so many wrestlers out there who are great. And if you love what you do and you enjoy how you're doing it and really respect the business, you'll get a shot.
All right. So basically, and also a follow-up to that from Giancarlo Alino, he wants to know, what's the one thing that you learned from going into the wrestling business? Yeah, not imitating Goldberg. It was one of them.
Can you repeat that question, please? I got lost.
You got lost. All right. Giancarlo Alino wants to know, as a follow up, he wants to know, what's the one thing you learned from the wrestling business that you still take to this day?
You know what? Going into the business, of course you learn the business of wrestling, but the life situation, you know, you didn't. I came into the business and you know, I thought money, doing fame, I thought that kind of stuff made everybody happy. Happy campers. But you know, being in the wrestling business, I've had so many guys who were rich and famous and very sad people in dark places. I've had so many guys in this business that you connect to that end up, you know, dying, you know, and you know, I mean, that's a serious issue, man, you know, in that business. So what I learned to do, man, is to get into it, man, and enjoy it, have a good time, and when it's gone, you know?
All right. Final question of the week with Ernest the Cat Miller here on Miller Time. Since it's Valentine's week, Valentine's, I got an email from your good friend, Tracy the Long Range Bomber Murray. You know him, right?
No, but go ahead.
All right. He wants to know what has been or what is going to be your favorite Valentine's Day memory. All right. That was for Tracy, by the way. That was for Tracy. Yeah. That moaning and groaning was for Tracy.
No, this right here is for Tracy. Hold on. This for Tracy. Bye, Tracy.
Is that his Valentine's present? All right. So he wants to know, in all seriousness, Ernest, let's finish that.
That's for Tracy. He just went down my toilet. It looked just like him.
Okay.
One of them looked just like Tracy. He had a big head and small ears. Looked just like Tracy Murray.
I thought you didn't know who he was. Anyways. Any last comments about, for males and everybody who's going to listen to this, Valentine's Day week, what do you have to say to people?
Hey, this is what I'm saying. This is Valentine's Day, man. Listen, you know, this is not for the men. It's for the women, too. Don't always expect something. Go out there and buy gifts for the men. So, you know, everybody won't be equal. Everything is equal. You know, women's right, men right, you know, black, white, child. You know what? Let's make it even across the book. And women, go buy the man gifts this Valentine's Day.
You know what? I agree. Ernest, I got you a gift. I got you a gift for Valentine's Day. You know what it is?
I just flush yours down the toilet.
No. It's the bag is called These Nuts. Thanks a lot, Ernest.